got everybody's attention. Everybody's looking at me. I hope you got your ears open. In Hebrews 9, verse 27, it says, "And it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." Judgment is coming. All will be there. Because God hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained. That man is the Lord Jesus Christ. God the Father hath given to his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, all authority to judge. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, is also God. God manifest in the flesh. Are you in Romans? Just look at Romans chapter 3, verse 19. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. All mankind is guilty before a thrice holy God. Whether you're a Jew, a Gentile, religious, not religious, it does not matter. There is no difference. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Our God is holy, righteous, and just. In Psalms 99, it says, "The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy." The God of the Bible is holy. He is holy God. He is holy, fully, completely righteous, just, and good. God is absolute truth. He will in no wise clear the guilty. He just can't up and forgive sin. Sin has to be punished. Every transgression and disobedience shall receive a just recompense of reward. The soul that sinneth shall surely die. In Romans 3, verses 10 through 12, it says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." When you hear this, does this offend you? You know, this world out here, that offends them. That offends the natural man, religious man, the natural man. This foolishness. They don't want to hear it. I remember trying to talk to my mother about the things of God, and she would hold her hands up to both ears and cry, "I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it." And this way this world is. No man can faithfully preach the gospel of Christ without offending someone. To many, it is a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. The preaching of the cross is the one means which God has ordained for the salvation of sinners. Yet, it is most offensive to the natural man. The gospel of the grace of God offends man's dignity because it addresses all men as sinners. It addresses, the gospel leaves no place for human dignity. Can you hear everything shaking? That's me. The preaching of the cross is the one means which God has ordained for the salvations of sinners. Yet, this is offensive. The gospel levels out all men, whether you're religious, not religious, whatever, all are sinners. None are good, no, not one. Yes, men are sinners. In Romans 5, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Men complain that it's unfair that they should be charged with Adam's sin. Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, "Why hast thou made me thus?" This is not up for debate. God said it, therefore it's true. God is true and every man is a liar. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. If you want no part of Adam's sin, then you'll have no part in the righteousness of Christ. God commands all men to repent. In Isaiah 53:6, it says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way." To repent is to turn from our own way, our own wisdom, our own will, our own righteousness, our way. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is death. It's not God's, it's not our way, it's God's way. Lord Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Can you agree with God against yourself? Can you cry with David in Psalm 51, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Can you cry this in your heart? I pray you can. I pray you can. Are you a hell-deserving sinner? There's no other kind. There's none other kind. Can you cry out, God be merciful to me, the sinner? Not just a sinner, but the sinner, the chief of sinners. God has mercy on the chief of sinners. Turn, if you will, to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18. Speaks about two men went up to the temple to pray. The one was a Pharisee, the other was a publican. Pharisee is religious man. Publican, he's just a heathen. He's a tax collector. A wicked tax collector. He'd always charge more money than what was due, and he would pocket the rest. Men hated him. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all I possess. I read my Bible every day. I pray out loud wherever I go. I want everyone to see how good I am, how religious I am. In Matthew 23, our Lord said, Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, a whited grave, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness, full of pride and self-righteousness, which God hates. Then we have the publican, the crooked tax collector, despised and rejected of men. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, the sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the Pharisee. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. If you think you're something, you ain't nothing. If you think you're a good person, you're not. If you think that all of your good deeds deserve some kind of merit, they don't. In Luke chapter 17, you don't have to turn, I'll just read it to you. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he has come from the field, go and sit down to meat? We have a servant. He's been out working hard. And we say, well, come on in the house. Let me feed you. Let me feed you, take care of, comfort you. No. If you're a slave owner, that's not the way it works. But we would rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink. Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? No. So likewise, when ye shall have done all things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. That's the duty of man, is to bow to God and follow His commandments, do what He says. It's only right. We don't deserve no merit for it. They that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. The natural man, whether he be religious or irreligious, atheist, don't need a God. They are their own God. They worship themselves. They worship their knowledge and all their doings. And the religious people don't need a Savior. They're working to save themselves. They're not beggars. We be not sinners. That's who Christ came to save, was sinners. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Christ said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. So far we have established that judgment is coming. Our God is holy. All are guilty sinners. God commands all men to repent. Man cannot save himself. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. The purpose of the law is to show what sin is. The knowledge of sin, revealing sin, exposing sin. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? Do you not hear the holy and strict standard of the law? It's got to be kept perfectly to be accepted of God. In James 2, it says, for whomsoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point is guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, thou shalt not kill. Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. The thought of evil is sin. Do we love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength? Do we love our neighbor as ourselves? I wished I could, but I don't. I can't. God's law demands perfection in thought, word, and deed. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Man's concept of holiness is all wrong. Touch not, taste not, handle not. I've never done this, I've never done that. Have you ever wanted to? That's sin. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't run around on my wife. I don't cuss. I go to church. I try to treat my neighbor right. I wear this. I don't wear that. I eat this. I don't eat that. In Romans 14, the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost takes the things of Christ and reveals them to His people. Man's concept of holiness is highly esteemed among men. In Luke 16:15, it says, Christ said to the Pharisees, Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Self-righteousness is an abomination to God. It is the leaven of the Pharisees. A little bit of self-righteousness will damn your soul. It's either Christ alone or nothing at all. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but by His mercy He has saved us. Yet the Pharisees, they pride themselves in their religious deed, how they are separate from sinners. You can spot them praying in restaurants, praying on street corners. They do what they do to be seen of men. Proverbs 16:5, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. Proverbs 6, these six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. Do we have wicked imaginations? Yes. Feet that are swift are running into mischief. Many make even a faith a work. They make faith a choice of their own will, a decision which they have made. I accepted Jesus. They let God save them. They let Jesus enter their heart. He couldn't get into their heart's door. They had to let Him in. Therefore, they get a little credit for their salvation. They cry, God has done all He can do, and now it's up to you. That's an abomination to God. It takes away the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. If we have to let our God do anything, then our God is not the God of the Bible. In Isaiah 43, it says, I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Faith is not the work of man. It is the gift of God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Faith is not a what. Faith is a person. The Lord Jesus Christ. So we've been speaking about judgment is coming. All are guilty sinners. God commands all to repent. Man can't save himself. Up to this point, we've been talking about the bad news. The gospel is the good news, how God saves sinners without a sinner keeping the law. You can't do it. There's no difference between a religious man and an irreligious man. There's no difference. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The gospel is good news for a sinner. The righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ is our salvation. In Romans 3:21 through 22, it says, "But now the righteousness of God without the law, as without us keeping the law, is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference, Jew or Gentile." It says, by the faith of Jesus. Doesn't say by faith in Jesus. The faith of Jesus Christ. It's not a misprint. Christ's faithful obedience to the law is the righteousness that God will accept. We're accepted in the Beloved. It's His faithfulness. It's His death. Our death can't satisfy law, God's justice. And our works can't satisfy the law. It's all by Jesus Christ. Christ's perfect life, His righteousness imputed, is charged to everyone who trusts Christ alone for salvation. It says in Galatians chapter 3, "For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident the just shall live by faith," the faith of Jesus Christ. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone that hangeth upon a tree." Salvation is of the Lord, period. In Isaiah chapter 53, it says, Who hath believed our report? I hope everyone here is believing what I'm saying to you. I hope. "And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" We just can't. Natural man just does not figure this out on his own. The natural way of man is, I'm going to do it all by myself. I don't need anybody to show me what to do, how to save myself. My works are good enough. Ain't so. In Romans 9, "So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but it's God who showeth mercy." God will have mercy and not our sacrifice, not our good deeds. Preaching the gospel is the operation of the Holy Spirit on the hearts of God's people, His elect, chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. "It is written in the prophets that they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. His sheep will hear his voice, and they will follow him." He said, "I am the good shepherd. I give my life for the sheep." And there are some Pharisees over there to the side mocking him in unbelief. And our Lord said to them, ye believe not, because you're not my sheep. How does someone become a sheep of God? Are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. And he that glories in the Lord, him that wants to glory in themselves, let them glory in the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. In Romans 3:24 and 25 says, we are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We're justified freely by his grace. In Revelation 21:6, and he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. We're justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Man has no redeeming qualities. Redemption is to deliver someone from the charges of a crime by payment. You get caught for speeding, you have to pay the fine. You got to pay the price, or else you'll go to jail. We can set free someone by payment of a ransom. A child is kidnapped. The kidnapper set a ransom price. In order for you to get your child back, you got to pay the ransom price. If you do not pay the price, the child will die. Every sinner that is saved has to be redeemed by price. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In Romans 6, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what all men have earned. Men cannot redeem themselves. We can't live the perfect life, and we can't pay the perfect death. Christ did. Jesus paid it all the debt I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. It's done. In Galatians 3, I think I've already read that. Yes, I have. Well, it's easy to get lost in it. That's what just our nature, to get lost. We're, you know, prone to wander. Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. I wished I could love my God with all my heart, soul, and mind and strength, but I can't. It's not in me. It's not my nature by birth. We're justified freely the redemption that is in Christ. In Romans 3:25 through 26, it says, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just and justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ has been clearly set forth in God's holy word to be the only sin atoning sacrifice. In Romans 5, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us sinners, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. In Book of Acts, chapter 13, and by him all that believe are justified from all things which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. The great transaction is done. Christ did it all. So, in Romans 3:27 through 31. So, where is boasting? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. The Lord Jesus Christ kept the law for his people. He lived a perfect life and charged that perfect life to their souls. Is he a God of the Jews only? Is he not also the Gentiles? Yea, of the Gentiles also. Saying it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith. Religious, irreligious, Jew or Gentile, Christ came to save sinners. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. The whole purpose of the law was to point men to Jesus Christ. All the law could do was expose sin, reveal sin. But keeping the law could never save anyone. Only Christ. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. We're justified by Christ. He is our faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ, who walk not after flesh, after their doing They're believing, and it's all after Christ. Christ is all. The Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled and established all righteousness needed for the salvation of God's chosen sinners. Christ, by His death, paid the wages of sin that we owe. Oh, that's good. That's good. Because I can't do nothing but sin. My very best deeds are sin. All of my imaginations are only evil, and that continually. But Christ died. It is finished, and so am I.